Thank you so much, Father. I'm delighted to be with you and also to worship with you. Before I get to the word, I would like to maybe those who can be able to join me in a short chorus that will take just a minute, I will appreciate. It is a Kiswahili chorus, and I see some of my beloved people here, and I think they can be able to join me. It goes, Yesu ni wangu ni wa uzima wa milele. At least you know the chorus, please join me, and I'll be grateful before I get to the word. And if you can stand and maybe clap your hands, and also you can join us. Yeah, it will be good for you to join us. Yesu ni wangu ni wa uzima wa milele. Yesu ni wangu. Oh, Yesu ni wangu ni wa uzima wa milele. Oh, anatupenda ni wa uzima wa milele. Anatujali ni wa uzima wa milele. Oh, Yesu ni wangu wa uzima wa milele. Wa uzima wa milele, wa uzima wa milele, wa uzima, wa uzima, wa uzima wa milele, wa uzima wa milele. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you so much. I'm Father Anthony, as he has introduced me. I'm married to a beautiful wife known as Eunice. And we have one kid who is a boy and who is two now. We've been married for the last 8 years. I am a lector at one of the parishes in Nakuru Diocese. Nakuru Diocese lies at the Rift Valley. The parish is known as All Saints Maimahiu Parish, which has got 3 churches and where the K2K team usually come each and every summer of the year to work with us. I understand that this summer this church contributed a cherish for a new parish that was carved from my neighboring parish, which is known as Kinungi. And the lector sent me with the word of appreciation, and he said, thank you so much for donating a cherish to them through us. And we are very much grateful for the partnership that we are having with you people. So we are very much grateful. God bless you for all that you've been doing to us and the assistance that you've been giving us. We are very much grateful. I've been it has been brought to my notice that I'm supposed to preach for 15 minutes. Well, us, in our country, and where particularly I am, I'm used to preach for 1 hour, 1.5 hour, and 2 hours. So I'll try to squeeze myself and fit in your shoes. But I'll also ask you maybe to try to squeeze yourself, to enlarge yourself and fit in my shoe. I don't know. But I'll try. But I have a timekeeper there who is Joe Bob, who will say, if I go beyond 15 minutes, he promised me to stand and say, Tosha. Tosha means enough. I'm grateful. I have my Mzungu dad. Mzungu means white man. And I have a dad who have adopted me. He has been coming to Kenya for 2 summers now. That is Father Bob. And he's a good dad to me. And my mom, Judy. I'm so much grateful. I will preach from a different gospel that we were supposed to use in our country. And I understand the gospel that was read today is different from what we were supposed to use. So I had prepared myself with the gospel that we were supposed to use today. That is Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and verse 32. And I will read, if you allow me. It goes, "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Let us pray. We commit ourselves unto your holy hands this morning. That God, you're going to speak to us through the power of your Holy Spirit and through your word. So that we may continue to dwell in you and to grow spiritually in you for the glory and honor of your holy name. Speak with us this morning. So as we come out of this service, we be blessed of you. In Jesus' name we do pray. These were the extortion words that Jesus gave Peter. And this time, Jesus was preparing himself to face the cross. And as we all know that Peter was a close friend to Jesus, and Peter was also willing to fight for the life of Jesus. And as we all know that Satan has been working throughout all day in and day out to see that Christian don't make it, Satan had gone and applied concerning Peter's faith so that he can be allowed to test him as how he did to Job. And he was given permission. But the good thing is that Jesus told Peter that I have prayed for you. Praise be to God. And my title for my sermon today, maybe you may differ with that title, but I saw it appropriate for me and applicable for me. And I believe it will be also applicable for you. And to me, I said that the challenges that we always face in life usually reveals the purpose of life. Bwana asifiwe. Say amen. Amen. And thank you. Now you become a Kenyan. And the lessons that I drew from this text. The first lesson is that whenever we are in challenges, whenever we go difficult times, whenever we pass hard times, whenever we are there, weak such that we cannot be able to pray for ourselves, somebody somewhere is taking care of us through prayers. Bwana asifiwe. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 and 27, he says, when we cannot be able to pray for ourselves, when we cannot be able to stand and present our petition before God, because we are under pressure, we are overwhelmed by challenges. The economy is not good for us. Our businesses are not doing good for us. The Holy Spirit is there interceding for us. And so we should be encouraged to know God is always concerned with our lives. And that is why Jesus Christ, before he left this world, he said, I'm gonna send a helper who is the Holy Spirit. And he's there always with us at all times. Regardless where you are, regardless the situation, he's there for you and for me. The other lesson that I got from this is that our life should and is always an encouragement to others. It is always said that experience is always the best teacher. And Jesus taught Peter, if you make it, make sure you encourage your brothers. If you make it, because I believe you'll make it, make sure you comfort your brothers. And so we are called to comfort each other. When we face challenges and we make it, we are good enough to help others to make it. Because that is the main call that we've been called by God. And the last point, but not least, maybe, is that tested faith can be trusted. Jesus had a trust with Peter because he'll be tested and he knew he will make it. And that is why he had a courage to tell Peter that when you turn back, when you stand firm and stand fast, make sure you encourage your brother. So he trusted Peter to be an encourager to those who are and who will become the followers of Jesus Christ thereafter. When we are tested, when we go through challenges, when we face difficulties and we emerge as a conqueror or as victorious, people can trust us with advice because already we've been there and now we've made it, and we can talk out of experience. We can give advice through experience. And I think that is why James says that faith with action is more better than faith without action. Mere words cannot work, but actions do work, and they transform. So when you face a challenge and you make it, you are in a good position to advise and help the other person. And that is what we have been called for. Bwana asifuwe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.